Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Bing alters its right to be forgotten rules. Google has launched a video call app and the top 100 Russian e-commerce sites have been revealed. Announced on its blog that it's to alter its right to be forgotten rules. Currently, when a right to be forgotten or RTBF request is received by the search engine, the page is simply removed from all applicable European versions of Bing after a search for the name in question. However, in the future, the search engine will use the user's location in order to delist the relevant URL on all versions of Bing, including bing.com. For anyone searching for the forgotten name in the country where the RTBF request came from, the alteration to the rules will now affect search results on any version of Bing, even non-European ones, if the search itself comes from an affected country. Bing said in the post that the decision was made in order to reflect the recent developments in the European data protection regulatory environment. Google has launched a new video call app for smartphones to rival Skype called Google Duo. Whilst Apple smartphones have FaceTime built in, it can only be used to contact other iOS devices. Google has said that the app has been designed so that users on any operating system can contact each other, with Amit Phule from Google saying that currently users are reluctant to video call because they don't know if the other person is on the right network. Duo is also notably one of the first apps that Google has released that does not require a Gmail address to use, with only a phone number required to sign in and make a call. It's thought that if Google installs Duo automatically onto every new Android device, it may be enough to tempt iOS users to download the app. However, due to multiple accusations regarding Google abusing its market dominance, it remains to be seen as to whether or not it'll install the app automatically or not. New research from Moscow-based Data Insight has revealed St. Petersburg-based retailer Ulmart as the leading e-commerce site in Russia. The study was done in order to index the top 100 online retail sites in Russia, ranking them on all metrics like sales, orders, and average order value during 2015. Big gains were shown to have been made by flash sales platform KPIVIP.ru, which has seen sales increase by 50% since 2014 and a rise of 23 positions in the annual study. Marketplaces such as Yandex.market and eBay were excluded from the study due to the fact that many of their sales are made by third parties. Meanwhile, the country's e-commerce market continues to grow by as much as 16% year on year. The Olympics has been viewed on Snapchat by 50 million people since its opening ceremony, with broadcasters such as NBC and the BBC using the platform to target younger audiences. Nearly a third of those who use Snapchat daily have viewed the Olympic stories. The stories feature footage from the games over the previous 24 hours as Snapchat tries to compete with Twitter and Facebook in the coverage of live events. Meanwhile, the app has also partnered with BuzzFeed, who is creating behind-the-scenes content specifically for Snapchat's Discover platform. And finally, market analysis from Procore has shown that the demand for data scientists in Europe is on the rise. In just the last 6 months, the number of roles for data scientists has increased by around 45% in the continent as demand for consultants and contractors in key roles increases. Vitka Podgorski, head of the relationship management team at Procore, said that investment is being buoyed by the falling cost of technology involved, with the need for protection against cyber threats also playing a role. The study found that the UK led the way in job creation in the industry, with the Internet of Things expected to produce 182,000 new jobs there by 2020. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.